Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed hour two of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast with me, Dr. Scott Bradley. His lifelong goal and collegiate series to match, to preserve the nation, all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Not only that, the collegiate series is there, incredible videos, weekly webinars, and a whole lot more. freedomsrisingsun.com. Dr. Bradley, hope you had a delightful weekend, sir, and welcome.
Well, it seems like the weekends aren't nearly long enough, but we're back in the saddle again today. So hopefully we'll be able to make some sense out of the nonsense that seems to be emanating from almost every level of the establishment nowadays, whether it's government or entertainment or media or, I don't know, whatever, education. So we're back. We're going to see where this takes us today, I guess, huh, Sam?
Yes, we are, and boy, do we have a lot to discuss. I want to talk about two main topics today. Obviously, we go far afield from those topics at times, but they all literally relate, ladies and gentlemen, as we pull on threads relating to the morality and the religiosity and the importance of these things in America and around the world, society, all relating to the sacred cause of liberty, if you will. But the first one is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had their semi-annual general conference, and we talked a little bit about that with Lowell, and we wanted to give you a chance. I know you pay attention to that as well, and do you have any quick thoughts on that?
Oh, I don't know. We could easily take a deeper dive, but I guess, I don't know, I'd be interested in seeing kind of the pathway you guys took last hour, and if there's anything that we need to add to that, that'd be great.
I know this. There's a huge contrast that we highlighted last hour that I want to really double down on. We talked about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference, and we talked about we call upon people everywhere to pray for those in need, to do what they can to help the distressed and to seek the Lord's guidance and the Lord's help in ending conflicts everywhere, whether they be on the national scale in war, whether they be in your personal life, whether they be with loved ones and friends or family. We talked about family is the most profound influence in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the fact that we're required to stand on these fundamental principles of God, family, and country, male and female created them, that marriage is between a man and a woman, and we're not at liberty to deny those direct realities God has set forth, ladies and gentlemen. Religious freedom is critical. It relates to freedom to assemble, to believe what we want to believe, ladies and gentlemen. There's attacks on our freedom around the world, folks. We need morality. We need religion. We need these two fundamental pillars, ladies and gentlemen. Well, in contrast to that, we highlighted that Disney is becoming self-destructive as they literally double down and promote gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender and, I don't know, blurring the genders. Their goal is literally to destroy the male and female God-directed narrative. Their goal is to blur gender. Their goal is to destroy the family. It appears to me poor Walt would be turning over in his grave. Well, anyway, then while I was pondering that divide, if you will, I came across a story for the New York Times that highlights this divide as well. It's entitled, quote, "New Laws Reveal Wide Chasm as States Veer to the Left or to the Right," New York Times. And they say this, a, quote, "wave of legislation, particularly in the West, is making states not only a little different, but radically different from one another. Now, you can call it the red-blue divide if you want. You can call it the swamp versus the people divide if you want. Any way you look at it, after the governor of Texas ordered state agencies to investigate parents for child abuse if they provide certain medical treatments to their transgender children, so Texas doubling down defending gender as God has directed and as science backs, California lawmakers proposed that it was a, well, the state was a refuge to these transgender children. They were going to protect and promote the transgender agenda in California. So Texas, California, opposite directions, big time. When Idaho proposed a ban on abortions, well, nearby Oregon literally approved $15 million to help cover abortions for patients that were from out of state. Now you got Idaho and Oregon taking direct opposite approaches, pro-life versus pro-death, transgender versus male and female created them. As Republican activists, they say, aggressively pursue conservative policies across the country, liberal states are taking opposite actions. In the New York Times, they call it defensive actions, as if somehow the conservatives are trying to ruin everything. But spurred by a U.S. Supreme Court that's poised and expected to upend an array of longstanding rights, they say, including the constitutional right to abortion. See, I don't believe that's a God-given or constitutional right at all, but that's, see, this is how the story's written by the liberals, right? But they say left-leaning lawmakers from Washington to Vermont have begun to expand access to abortion. Their goal are to bolster voting rights and to denounce these laws in conservative states targeting gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender minors. A flurry of action, ladies and gentlemen, particularly in the West, is intensifying the already marked differences between life in, quote, liberal and conservative led parts of the country. Wow, this divide is being highlighted everywhere. The culture war. They say it's a sign of the consequences when state governments are controlled increasingly by single parties, they claim, as if the parties or partisan politics are the issue. See, I think both parties have ran us off the rails for decades, but that's another topic. Control of legislative chambers is split between parties, folks, you see. They highlight now Minnesota and Virginia, for instance, as well. They say compared with these states 30 years ago, we're further and further polarizing and fragmenting so that blue states and red states are not only becoming a little different, but drastically difference, ladies and gentlemen. Americans have been doubling down in whatever camp they find themselves. And, well, as you see one party rule states, the founders warned us against these parties, folks, you see them double down into whatever agenda that party embraces. All right? You used to have moderate Republicans and Democrats that would block a lot of these things. Now these one-party states are just polarizing, they say, to the extreme. It's a cultural battle. Divisions will sadly continue to widen. Conservative states, progressive states, deciding they're better off pushing their own agenda. Where do you want to go with this, Dr. Bradley?
Well, I hope there's enough evidence out there to be able to convict me, if you will, of seeking to return to the traditional values of the Americanist philosophy. But something comes to mind as you were reviewing those things. And in a way, it's blending together your double conversation. I mean, not double conversation, but two different topics, if you will. The just past weekend conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and these issues. It's interesting that a number of years ago, the church was led by a guy for whom I have great respect, and he had held some very senior positions in government as well. At any rate, at the end of his administration, he gave a talk called I Testify. And if you find that talk, it's worthy of review. He, you know, if you believe that, you know, he felt, and many of, virtually all of his followers felt, that they, that he could testify on behalf of eternally important things. One of the things he said in his basically his final will and testament, this little paragraph: I testify that as the forces of evil increase under Lucifer's leadership and as the forces of good increase under the leadership of Jesus Christ, there will be growing battles between the two until the final confrontation. As the issues become clearer and more obvious, all mankind will eventually be required to align themselves either for the kingdom of God or for the kingdom of the devil. As these conflicts rage, either secretly or openly, the righteous will be tested. God's wrath will soon shake the nations of the earth and will be poured out upon the wicked without measure. But God will provide strength for the righteous and the means of escape. And eventually and finally, truth will triumph. So I think what we have is a kind of a fulfillment of that position about these increasing battles. And well, maybe we can talk about it when we get back from the break. But this ain't going to get better before it gets worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, I knew we would start or embark on an incredible topic. We aim to focus on solutions on this radio program.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Geert Vandenbosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Dr. Scott Bradley's referring to is a talk called I Testify by Ezra Taft Benton. It was a talk given in 1988, ladies and gentlemen. That's a long time ago. However, we're seeing the truth of it come to bear right now. He says, I testify that wickedness is rapidly expanding in every segment of our society. Wow. It is more highly organized. It's more cleverly disguised and more powerfully promoted than ever before. Secret combinations, lusting for power, Dr. Bradley, this a speech given really highlights where we find ourselves today, sir.
Well, as you point out, it was given in 1988, in October of 1988. And this concept of highly organized, cleverly disguised, and powerfully promoted conspiracies to overthrow the freedom of all lands, indeed. This is, I mean, if it's today's news today, kids, I mean, you think about what's going on across this world today. You know, you talk about the deep state in the United States. You talk about the global forces that are flexing their muscles, if you will, in an attempt to overthrow the United States Constitution and implement a global socialist government. That they've been blowing on these embers for not just a few decades, but literally, I believe it goes back to the in a modern era, let's say it this way. It goes back to the French Revolution, the Illuminists that were seeking to overthrow all the traditional values, religion and marriage and government and everything else like that. But the fact of the matter is these forces today are marshaled in a manner that I don't believe they've had the capability of doing before. There's subversive things going on. The Davos groups, the G20 groups, the United Nations groups, the World Health Organization. I mean, we can go on and on and on. All of these things, I heard a statement, and I'm pretty sure it was said by Robert Welch, but I'm not positive. He said that these people that are seeking these things are doing so covertly, but the time would come when they'd have to take off all pretense, if you will, of just, you know, the hidden agendas, and he used a term that is kind of visual, run naked to the finish line. Now, there's a thought for you, might ruin your whole day. You know, here we have Henry Kissinger and Soros and those guys running naked to the finish line. Now, there is a... Whew. Okay, I'm going to have to take a deep breath and move on. But the fact of the matter is, these forces are clearly at work today. I mean, if you look back at some of the writings, you look at Tolkien, for example, and his Lord of the Rings kind of things, and the Saruman and Sauron, and how these people are diabolical in their efforts to subvert the things that are sweet and beautiful in our lives, and what was an allegory by Tolkien, we're finding unfold right before us in our very eyes today. So yes, I believe that wickedness that killed the Son of God a couple of thousand years ago has become so metastasized as to fill almost every aspect of society, and sadly, most of the leadership throughout the world has been placed there, I think, with the sole intent of subverting, the God of Heaven's plan in favor of basically a satanic tyranny. I mean, it's that big of a conspiracy, if you will. And so, we're in a tough time, and it ain't going to get better before it gets worse, as I said just before the break, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to really double down and realize that these things are changing, Dr. Bradley. And it used to be, as you pointed out, where it was kind of, they had an agenda, others had an agenda, but it wasn't very clear. I would use the term the wheat was kind of with the tares, and it was hard to kind of know which is which a little bit. It is becoming more clear, even in the last several years. Look, Disney used to promote the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender perversion of the family, the attack on the family in the culture war, very covertly, very quietly, very stealth, if you will. Now it is flat out not only stealth rejected, but it's in your face. It's not just like we're telling you what we're doing. We're going to shove what we're doing down your throat, doctor. And the forces of evil are highly organized to the point where you can see their evil agenda as they literally take away people's rights everywhere we turn. Religious freedom is under assault like nobody's business, ladies and gentlemen. But understand that as the forces of evil increase under Lucifer's leadership, so do the forces of righteousness and good increase under the Savior Jesus Christ's leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Wickedness is rapidly expanding in every segment of our society. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us as members of the church, and that means all who believe in Jesus Christ, Doctor, to walk in all the ways of the Lord. We need to use our influence to make popular that which is good, sound, and make unpopular that which is unsound or evil. Ladies and gentlemen, the time to equivocate or hesitate is gone. Doctor, that's really the key here, right?
Well, and we talk about it often on your program. You know, I've spoken many times about an occasion when I was 6 years old and I got lost, and my first impression, which I followed, was to run, and it didn't make matters better. I mean, you know, running deeper into trouble is not the approach. You know, running through the briars and brambles, as I tell people, falling in the creek and dinging your shins on boulders and deadfall, that doesn't make it better. It only digs you deeper into your problem. The first thing you do is you sit down, look at your back trail. Don't panic. And with a little bit of common sense and looking at your back trail, our back trail is clearly marked. It's how we got to be the nation that God designed us to be. I believe it's a divine manifestation of his will that a land of liberty was to be established, a land of hope, a land that could be a beacon or a light to, you know, that candle on the, you know, that's exposed to the world that people could use to light their way, not by force of sword or conquest or anything, but by example. And people could say, you know what, they got something pretty good over there. Let's try that out. And I think that by going down that back trail, we're going to find our way back. Where did that back trail come from? It's scripturally based. I think that the American founding fathers, and the religiosity that this nation was founded on, is something that we've got to return to. We look to God as the source of our blessings. You know, it's funny. Times were hard. All through history, times have been hard. And, you know, you say, oh, golly, it's never been worse. Yeah, I would submit that it has been. There's been frontier battles, and there's been plagues and famines and all sorts of turmoil and conquest in terms of opinions and everything like that. But, you know, let's just take, for example, COVID pandemic, where we suspended our liberty for 2 years. We put God's kingdom on ice, if you will, for 2 years. And we hunkered down. We were put in prisons of our own homes. No habeas corpus. There was no due process. There was no authority to do anything that happened. And it's interesting to me, and we've mentioned this in passing before, that in the founding era, there were challenges health-wise, plagues, if you will, malaria. There was smallpox. There was diphtheria. All sorts of challenges. And they did not put any caveat into the Constitution saying, oh, all of these God-given rights apply, all of these principles of liberty apply, except when we get a problem with a health crisis, which is largely fabricated, as we all know by now, in this Fauci facade that we've been living under for the last couple of years. But the point of the matter is they knew about these things. They had had conflict. They had had injustice. They had had heavy taxes. They had had oppressive government. They had had all sorts of things that we face today. And that back trail that we can find so easily, that's so clearly marked, if we go back and apply the principles that we were given, I mean, whether it's a recognition of the hand of God and its nation, or a recognition of limited government, checks and balances, separation of powers. I mean, those kinds of things can be restored. I mean, I don't want to particularly change the subject, but you saw Biden's pronouncement of 49 miles per gallon for fuel economy on cars in just a few years. Where did he get that authority? It's all tyranny.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Scott Bradley.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Sacramento police are reporting Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence that killed 6 people and 12 were wounded. Police Chief Kathy Lester provided no information about the suspects or the motive for the shooting that happened a few blocks from the state capitol. All shooters remain at large. Ukrainian authorities are investigating possible war crimes by Russia after finding hundreds of executed bodies near Kyiv after Kremlin forces withdrew.
Bucha massacre is the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. By what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba in the town of Bucha, 23 miles northwest of Kyiv city center, Reuters reported seeing a man executed with his hands tied behind his back. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sticker shock seems to be hitting most Americans as they purchase gas for their vehicles.
President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve as critics continue to come after him for his restrictions on American oil production. Frank Maricola is the American Petroleum Institute's Senior Vice President of Policy. He tells Fox News there's other things that can be done to lower the price at the pump.
If the administration really wants to be strategic here, they'll promote the production of oil and gas in the United States through development on federal lands and waters. They'll stop restricting access to pipeline infrastructure. Those are the things that are going to provide relief for Americans at the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Denny Hamlin wins the NASCAR race in Richmond, Virginia over the weekend. Next weekend, they're in Martinsville, Virginia. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley riding shotgun on the broadcast today. We're talking about an I Testify speech given by Ezra Taft Benson back in 1988. Ladies and gentlemen, he says this: I testify as the forces of evil increase under Lucifer's leadership and as the forces of good increase under the direction or the leadership of Jesus Christ. There will be growing battles between the two until the final confrontation. As the issues become clearer and more obvious, all mankind will eventually be required to ally themselves either for the kingdom of God or for the kingdom of the devil. He further goes on to say, I testify that wickedness is rapidly expanding in every segment of our society. It is more highly organized, more cleverly disguised, and more powerfully promoted than ever before. Secret combinations, in other words, conspiracies, secret combinations, lusting for power, gain, and glory are flourishing. A secret combination that seeks to overthrow the freedom of all lands, nations, and countries is increasing its evil influence and control over America and the entire world, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to realize that we've got to understand who's who. We've got to pick our side early and double down in defense of the Prince of Peace. After all, finally, truth will triumph. We win in the end, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the big takeaway. But understand, this New York Times article that I pointed to is highlighting this reality. They don't even know what they're highlighting exactly. New laws reveal wide chasm as states veer to the left or to the right, New York Times. We're seeing this divide. We're seeing this great conflict commence. We're seeing the biblical war in heaven continuing on earth between good and evil. And ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that in the last 5 years, it has accelerated beyond what I could have imagined. I mean, it has picked up steam. It has picked up, I don't even know what words to use, but it's literally on fire. And I suspect that it'll go faster and faster and faster, Dr. Bradley.
You know, this has been going on, and it has been accelerating, as you point out. 27 years ago, I just looked up here something I wrote for a national magazine 27 years ago in regards to what we're talking about right now. And, of course, it's been, as we point out, accelerating and on steroids, if you will, even beyond steroids. It's totally unnatural how it's grown. But here's what I wrote, just a few lines because I do not believe we can overstate the challenges that face us in terms of the good versus evil and the idea of whose side we need to be on. So here's the little statement. The diabolical audacity of those seeking to enshroud the world in global tyranny is beyond estimation. There is no innocence they would not violate. There is no virtue they would not corrupt. There is no purity they would hold sacred. There is no truth they would not smear. There is no principle they would not destroy. There is no life they would not take in their quest to perpetuate the crime of the ages, that of destroying mankind's God-given agency, his freedom of choice, and his liberty. Now, that's at the end of the quote. But the fact of the matter is, this isn't an Oregon and Idaho thing. You know, this is not a California, well, yeah, it is, but it's not isolated to those battlegrounds, if you will. It's not just California versus Texas on these things. And I'm not saying that California and Texas are polar odds, because Texas makes some huge, huge gulps of tyranny, too. It's, as does Idaho. Holy cow, for crying out loud. But at any rate, the fact of the matter is, the battlegrounds are becoming more clearly defined for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to feel. And what we need to recognize is that, well, let's just take the thing that's going on in Ukraine. Let's apply this to this news story that was just on about war crimes that purportedly happened. Now, those that are seeking to bring about their agenda may have done those war crimes on their own people, even. I mean, we've got to have a discerning spirit and not rush into things with an emotional knee-jerk kind of reaction that suddenly says, oh my goodness, we're throwing off all principle, we're going to, and we end up panicking and stepping in the trap. We run off through the woods, panicked, running, and we're making it worse for ourselves. There needs to be a considered response based upon sound foundational principles that are time-tested and proven. You cannot say, we're setting aside constitutional rights and liberty and blessings of proper government because we got a germ that everybody's panicking about. You can't do this and maintain what you've got. You've got to settle down, take a deep breath, look hard and fast at things, and just like the American founders, let's take that germ theory thing with smallpox and dysentery any of the other things that they could have faced, malaria, whatever. We don't set aside our God-given rights and our proper government because we have a pandemic or because we have an apparent, a story that's being perhaps agendized and maybe even a false flag story to rush us off into a state of war and violate the baseline principles of everything we've stood for. So take a deep breath, look at the principles. Is life one of the, well, it is the first thing mentioned in the Declaration of Independence. Well, so which is better, killing babies in Oregon as a sanctuary or making certain that babies can live? I mean, they're simple choices once we understand the nature of the split that's happening and start applying some logic, reason, and intelligence rather than knee-jerk, hyperventilating reactions to everything, which is, I don't know, if you've ever done any hunting, pheasant hunting, if you can get the pheasant to panic, it flies. If you can get a rabbit that you're hunting to scamper, it gives its position away and it exposes itself, and that's a common practice used by hunters to cause panic in the hunted. And that's what's happening in the world today. Everybody's hyperventilating and causing, I mean, I got a call here a while back from somebody in regards to some war that's going on around the world, and he was ready to burn down every bridge, flatten every law to respond to what likely was a false flag operation that was meant to cause this hyperventilation fear response factor that would get the desired response that the agendized group that was doing this wanted. So step back, take a deep breath, look at what the baseline is, and then make good and wise choices. And this has to do with everything. I mean, everything. Family matters, for example. You can take it and apply it anywhere. Go with the baseline principles that are tried and true and proven. And the goodly source is God, always, always.
Amen to that. The Great I Testify speech of 1988 literally talks about this polarization. The New York Times article just recently came out, talks about this polarization. It reminds me of, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference, Russell M. Nelson, he's considered the prophet of the church, just gave another speech called The Power of Spiritual Momentum. And he talks about spiritual momentum or momentum can be used for good or evil, but it picks up speed based on what you pile on. If you pile on more evil, spiritual momentum, evil, momentum increases. If you add good to good, the momentum takes over and good becomes the momentum of choice. I can't help but compare the two talks because they're very similar in nature. And it highlights in both cases what we ought to do, Dr. Bradley.
You know, I just find it astounding at how easily distracted we become. I mean, and it's caused by some kind of proposed or purported cataclysmic thing. I guess we got to take a break, but we're easily distracted from the path we should be on.
It seems like we're sawing logs, ladies and gentlemen. Will we have a Rip Van Winkle moment? We'll talk about that with Dr. Scott Bradley in seconds on your radio.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, are we experiencing a Rip Van Winkle moment? Are the Americans just asleep to the point where they're not even engaged? Ladies and gentlemen, if we need anything, it's spiritual momentum, and we need it now, ladies and gentlemen. Is it a Rip Van Winkle moment we're experiencing, Dr. Bradley? Do we hear the Twilight Zone theme song playing right about now? I mean, it is beyond my imagination that this is happening, and the people aren't really even cognizant of the repercussions or where we, the awful state in which we sit. I don't know how to describe it any further than that, right?
You know, there's a lot of analogies that have been drawn through history. I mean, the proverbial frog in the water kind of thing. I suspect that we've seen ourselves kind of, you know, just lumping along, and we are just lumping along. And the idea that all these things kind of grow up around us, we become kind of acclimated to it. We become comfortable with it. I mean, the stuff that we allow in our living rooms, for example, right now, or on our computer screens or whatever, that 50 years ago, no one could have possibly conceived of these things, but they have become rather blasé, passé, whatever, and we have we've kind of accepted them. We accept things of, you know, perverse concepts. I mean, who would have? I mean, I think of my youth, the idea that there was these mixed up or confused sexual statuses that people have, that really people recognized that these were people that needed help, not people that were to be put up on pedestals. And, you know, and over time, we kind of just embrace things that not too distant past were unacceptable. And I guess that's one thing that's good about age, is we do have a compare and contrast kind of view that we can use. And I do use those oftentimes when I'm teaching young people. I teach Marx's manifesto, and not because I'm promoting it, but because people need to understand what's there so they can compare it to what the American founders' principles are that I try to also teach. I try to teach the concepts of godly creation and everything like that by comparing and contrasting it to the programs of Darwin, where man descended from a hairy quadruped, as he said. We need to be able to draw those contrasts. And part of the problem we have today is that we don't spend enough time thinking about the heritage, the depth and breadth, and consequently, we aren't even being shown the way anymore. I mean, you know, it's one thing to be shown a way and then choose otherwise, but in so much of what happens today, we've just been kind of blended in with the world and the world's program. I mean, if it's Sodom and Gomorrah, you're on the wrong path, kids. I mean, if you're looking for, you know, the Nineveh experience or something like that, or the Babylonian experience or whatever, it's to be had, and if that's all the examples you have out there, and you're not looking for the pathway of the patriarchs, probably you're going to be deceived into the pathway of the Babylonians. You know, so I think we've got to to go back and look at our heritage, look at the foundation, look at the back path, whatever, and stop looking at these false gods that have become ours nowadays.
Even though it feels like there's no good news, even though it feels like, hey, we're going to get crushed in this, ladies and gentlemen, understand that these forces on both sides are more highly organized than ever before. And understand that, you know what, I believe more Americans are waking up, though. People who, you know what, used to mock what I say and what I do and what I focus on and literally ridicule those things now are almost having a Rip Van Winkle moment. They're literally saying, Sam, what on earth? What you said I thought was so crazy, so out of line, so, you know. But now they're realizing that, hey, this is real. Okay? Truth will triumph, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that when you're on God's side, you're in good shape. And even though it feels crushing, even though it feels like there's no way out of this, the enemy of all righteousness, the enemy of liberty has got us, you know, we're going down. Even though it feels like that, ladies and gentlemen, you must have faith and take courage. America's been in these negative positions before. And every time when we turn to God Almighty, miracles happen. We can live our lives by keeping God's commandments. We can be on what some would call the covenant path. We can turn to God and we can pray hard for those around us. We can deliver peace by our thoughts and our actions to those with whom we interact with and come in contact with. We can, ladies and gentlemen, rely on the Holy Ghost for guidance and revelation to protect ourselves and our families. We can repent. We can change. We can do those things that can make a difference. We can, ladies and gentlemen, embrace these things that will give us power and authority. And we can expect miracles as we do those things. I can't control what everybody else does, ladies and gentlemen, but I can control what I do. I can use my sphere of influence for good, for righteousness, for morality, for integrity. I can articulate and communicate a message of hope, a message of miracles, a message of solutions. And you know what? I know this can get negative very quickly and people can feel like, man, it's just over. We're just in trouble. We are in trouble. Let's be very clear. I can't shield that from anyone. I can't pretend it's not true. Okay? Understanding the awful state that we find ourselves in, that's one of the great keys to being able to then change and repent. Okay, but I can deliver a message of hope. I can deliver the solutions of how we get there. I can provide guidance, the clear, as you say, back trail, the path that can protect us all. I can do what I can for my family. God has given me tremendous authority with the stewardship for my family that I have. And God will not let me down if I do my part. He has promises and covenants with me that he will keep. I want to really highlight that, Dr. Bradley, because this can go negative so quickly. And I believe people need a direction of hope, a direction of courage, and a solution-oriented path. The back trail, as you highlight, is the key. Returning to God, family, and country is the answer, or they are the answers, if you will. Let's not believe we don't have solutions or answers. We do, and we must embrace them vigorously, Doctor.
Well, indeed, and that is the whole message, is that let's go back to those well-established values. You know, hard times are really good. What? That doesn't make any sense. But the fact of the matter is, hard times develop character, if we're willing to allow them to. Hard times help us to reestablish a footing and a foundation. There are people that fold up and just basically collapse in fit of despair, whatever, if times get difficult. But if we recognize that our character can be improved by these things, we can really gain some great value out of this stuff. I mean, there's so many examples we could use. There's a thing about the World War II generation was the greatest generation. That was a hard time. And that's not saying that all of the horrible things that were happening were something that, we should cheer because of that. But what I'm saying is that many individuals showed their true character. I mean, when the guys were at the Alamo and they were trying, Bowie had to be carried across the line. that said who's going to stay and who's going to leave. He was so broke down with health that he says, "Hey, pick me up and carry me across the line. I'm all in." You know, these kinds of things are character manifestations, I think. And I think we can manifest character by standing firm in the path of righteousness and truth and all the holy principles God's revealed all through history, and thereby, I think, become the greatest generation again. I mean, as tough as things are, if we use the foundational principles as our guide, we'll establish character. And I think that's kind of what this life's about.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, truth will triumph, and the way we develop this character is by keeping the commandments of God. And look, the power of spiritual momentum can work in our favor. And understand, we just must start to do those things that can gain that spiritual momentum. Daily prayer, daily reading of the scriptures, following the Prince of Peace, learning to serve others and minister to those around us. Bearing one another's burdens is one of the great keys to tap into that spiritual power and gain that momentum needed for righteousness to be highly organized, for righteousness under God Almighty to qualify for blessings. This is what we can do, ladies and gentlemen. We are not helpless in this. We have an incredible role to play. God put us on the earth now to stand for the sacred cause of liberty in this, what they call a culture war. It's really the war in heaven continued on earth now between Jesus Christ and Satan. And we need to stand with the Savior Jesus Christ and realize the atonement of Christ is so powerful, I can't describe it in words. But we can realize the blessings of that power if we're willing to do the things that we've been asked by God Almighty to do. Obedience brings blessings is the point, Dr. Bradley. And that's what we can focus on. I can't solve the world by 3 o'clock, but I can do my part.
Well, it is this salvation thing that the Savior worked out for all of us is something that's going to come upon individuals as individuals and families and congregation. I mean, everybody can kind of build together on this thing and ultimately nations. And, you know, I do use, I mean, you know, we talk often of government things, which is related to moral character and so on all the time. How we use the force of government shows what kind of character we have. But I, as I've mentioned many times, and maybe this would apply to people just in regular life too, I wish that I could get all those that are quote-unquote trusted representatives every morning to have their morning prayer, every morning to read their scriptures, every morning to read the Constitution, every morning to read George Washington's farewell address that embodies so many of these, you know, moral character principles, and then go to work. If we individually did stuff like that, you know, I mean, that's a big reading assignment for everybody every morning. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to center our lives again on something that, you know, you can start with every morning. And maybe you won't reach the pinnacle of all the expectations all day long every day. But if every day you recentered your life that way, I think we'd be a lot better off. And that goes with expressing our love for our families, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, for our fellow man. And I think if each of us, the old, I don't remember if it was Danish or Swedish or what, swept our own front porch, the world would be a lot cleaner, you know? And I think we need to kind of look at to as kind of a way we might improve the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the power of one is really America's last hope. One doing what's right becomes two. Two becomes the few. The few become many, and ladies and gentlemen, by our greater numbers, the hosts of heaven, combined with mere mortals on the earth, can and indeed will prevail. The question left is, are you with us? For Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore our grand old republic. But folks, you got to get involved. You got to make it a great day. You got to choose the right. You got to minister to those around us. And ultimately, you got to follow the Prince of Peace. God save the Republic of the United States of America.